Thank you, Jerry. WCCO time is 6:52. Steve Simpson's busy in our newsroom, as you can hear right now, working on this story that transpired about yesterday morning. We were just learning of it. We had a press conference that was called at 6:30 where the mayor made his first comments on the four Minneapolis police officers who were fired yesterday after the death of a black man who had officer's knee on his neck. You know the story right now. At this point, we're still learning details. Steve, anything new in the story?
What I was going to say was you had mentioned that the four officers were, in fact, arrested quickly yesterday afternoon. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo made that announcement, saying the actions of the four officers should not reflect on the whole department.
The vast majority of the men and women who proudly put on this uniform each and every day understand the important role and relationship we must have with all of our community members. And when tragedy strikes, it absolutely strikes to the core, and we should all be impacted by this.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, of course, had been meeting with community leaders all day yesterday. He says the officers failed to help in a time of need.
What we saw was horrible, completely and utterly messed up. This man's life matters. He matters. He was someone's son, someone's family member. Who's someone's friend.
Right now, Dave, activists are calling for the prosecution of the officers involved. We had that march that started very peacefully at the site of the incident at 38th in Chicago. It then moved to the 3rd Precinct up around Lake and Hiawatha, right there by the Target and the Cub. And that's where the violence started. It was interesting because Sloan Martin covered the event down at 38th in Chicago. She said it was one of the more peaceful protests she'd ever been around. Several hundred people, maybe over 1,000, had gathered there. She said it was very peaceful. But by the time they got to 38th, or rather to Lake and Hiawatha, 3rd Precinct, things began to get out of hand a little bit. Some rock throwing. Some of the protesters hopped the fences where the police cars were, started damaging the police cars, throwing rocks, breaking the glass, and that sort of thing. That's when police came out with the tear gas and other devices to try to disperse the crowd. But this went on for a few hours, kind of the back and forth. We know that some of the protesters had used the Target store shopping carts as kind of barricades for themselves for a time. And also there was at least one bus stop. One of those bus stops that had been damaged last night. All of the glass had been broken out of it. So that's what's there this morning. So, things were pretty much over by 11 midnight, somewhere along those lines. I mean, there were still some protesters there, but things really quieted down after about 9 or 10 from what we understand.
Steve, did we get any kind of number of the people that were gathered there last night?
Not at the scene, not where the protest ended there at 38th and Hiawatha. We do know that there were over 1,000 people that had gathered at the site of the incident at 38th in Chicago. There were probably over 1,000. I don't know if we got an exact number from police on that. But I know there were many, many people that had gathered there. And again, many of them then started to walk up to the 3rd Precinct. We should also mention that there was a very small gathering of people outside of the officer's home last night. He lives in the East Metro. A small group gathered there to show their displeasure with the man who you see kneeling on George's neck. He's been identified as Derek Chauvin. He, of course, along with the three other officers who were arrested, they all have now attorneys that are going to be working for them. All of them are attorneys that you probably have heard of in the past. They are all very high-profile attorneys who have dealt with these sorts of things, these police brutality incidents in the past here in the Twin Cities. So these are names that we'll be hearing over the next several hours, I'm sure.
Steve, yesterday we had several press conferences beginning about 24 hours ago yesterday morning. What about today? Anything set up at this point?
No, we do know that the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, will join Chad Hartman later this afternoon at 2:35. So that's a scheduled interview. Now, as far as any press conferences, we have not heard. I know you were asking Blois about the FBI. The FBI is pretty tight-lipped about these sorts of things, simply saying that, yes, they're involved. Also, of course, you got the letter last night that I think Blois mentioned as well from Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar, along with Congresswomen McCollum and Omar, calling for both the U.S. attorney and also the county attorney, Mike Freeman, to do their best to look into this and to serve justice, whatever that looks like. So that letter was sent out last night by those four.
Steve, I appreciate that. I'm going to let you get back in the newsroom. I know you have the 7 o'clock news straight ahead, but you and I will chat more today about this story, which continues to develop. And certainly CBS, I'm sure, will mention it as well in their 7 o'clock portion of the news. Steve will have all the local news right after that. Our WCCO time is 6:57.